Welcome to the Black Then, Black Now podcast. We're giving you an insight into the conversations between generations, the ones you may have at a dinner table or on your living room sofa. From discussing changing dating culture to the persistence of racism in football, we're concerned about looking at change and continuity. What was it like then? How is it now? In this episode, I sit down with my uncle David to talk about football. Growing up, he'd take me to Chelsea football grounds where we'd just walk around the gift shop and take pictures like the football fanatic he was and the bored niece on summer holiday that I was. As someone who loves football so much, I was interested to see how the rampant racism within the sport affects how much he can call himself a fan. How the hell have we not kicked it out already? Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. This is my uncle, David. He is basically literally my dad. So thank you so much for joining me today. Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about football today. What team do you support? Like, why do you love football? Like,
okay. I like football. I like Chelsea. And my favourite player was Peter Osgood. He was number 9. I followed Chelsea since I was at school. But my dad used to take me to Millwall when I was young. It was going to be at UCOS. Then I like blue and I spoke to Chelsea.
So when your dad took you to Millwall, was it like, because in my mind, football's really expensive. So I don't know if Millwall, if that's basically Wembley. So was it like, were they cheap tickets? Was it just like local football or was it like big league?
It was like a football in UCOS. But in them days, a lot of black people didn't go football in days. A lot of black people didn't go in days because they were scared, frightened, and calling names. But it was, I didn't get threatened, or me and my dad didn't get threatened or calling names. We used to go to the home games.
So was it like the opposing team, they would throw abuse at the other person, the other team?
Sometimes it was our own supporters.
Wow.
Very bad in days. Very bad.
And because football to me is still really bad right now. Like most recently with the Euros and the abuse that the black players received and kind of how before it even happened, we all knew that say we lose and it is quote unquote the fault of the black players, the abuse is going to be crazy. So from then to now, do you think it's improved or has it gotten worse?
It will never improve. That will never change. Black footballers will never, it will never change. Any black sportsman. When you win, you're a champion. When you lose, your name, you never call your names. Mm. That will never change. Never, ever change.
Why do you think it will never change? Why?
I don't know. Never change. Like now, if you go to a football game, you don't see many black people go there no more. Not really. Not many black people go to football no more. It's just lucky. None of places like Rochdale and Burnley and Stockport. No. And like in Wells and, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't go anymore because they're scared. A lot of black fans are scared to go to football. The basis.
But I don't know how much you're involved in like other sports, but is it something that is specific to football or is it across sports?
Only football. For years and years, football.
Given there's a particular reason for that?
Because a lot of the people are jealous of black players. Because we're better players now. Faster, better players, goal scorers.
And you bring up this really interesting idea of like when we win, you accept us, and when we don't win, then you exclude us.
That's true, yes.
Because you played football when you were younger, so How were you treated when you were a football player and when you were like a part of the crowd?
Part of football was different. There wasn't no fans there. You might get four or five fans.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't no fans in days. But now, some good support now come. There's no names, all friends and laugh and joke.
Mm.
But if you're professional football,
yeah,
that's why a lot of professional football ain't got no friends. They can't meet, they can't do this, they can't do that.
Because
every time they do something, there's always cameras there, photographs taken.
Mm.
If you had a crash, you had a drink, there's always photographs.
And with like celebrities, you're like under this like microscope every step you take. But I feel like specifically in the UK, there's an obsession with black football players, like most notably like Raheem Sterling. Like he can literally just breathe and the media will just go up in arms. Like his tattoo on his leg, this is him, you know, he's violent, da, da, da. He bought a house for his mum, how bad is that? And it's like another player does the exact same thing and it's like, wow, he's so amazing. And
well, look at Marcus Rashford, what have you done? The community, they still get my net.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're hard. And so about Sterling, because their dad lived with Young and Sterling, they got shot. I mean, in Jamaica, but they all want to play for England. You know, they don't want to play for Jamaica or any West Indies clubs. Or Jamaican. Or it's England, sorry. You notice that?
What do you mean, like, players like Marcus Rashford and Raheem Sterling, they want to play for England?
Yeah, no, they could play for Jamaica, but they want to play for England.
Could he?
Yeah, because they're parents.
My thing is, he was raised in the UK, so he probably feels more English than Jamaican.
Yeah, but he can pick Jamaica as well, any West Indian.
But then, if you play for like England versus playing for Jamaica, you probably have like access to like better like training facilities.
Of course, yes.
But how often is it that Jamaica are gonna, you know, well, you wouldn't be able to play in the Euros because it's not in Europe, but
no, because. When you play with Jamaica, you get the best holidays. Like America, Mexico, all the places. England, you get Bulgaria, Luxembourg, Iceland. But they only play football, six times, seven times a year? Hmm. But with England, you play about 15, 16 games a year. So.
Well, speaking of like travel, you used to go on like football tours, right?
Never.
I thought you used to play abroad. Or like going
home. No, only like as friends.
Yeah.
Oh, friends, sorry. My fault. I thought you talked about going to see like Chelsea playing like Spain or places.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. I've been taught about 23, 24 times football tours. Yeah. In the 20s, I went to Amsterdam, Wales. In the last 25 years, I've been to 19 times in Ayia, Cyprus. Over 30s, 40, 50. Over age football.
So, and like, what? I don't even know this, but what position do you play?
Well, sometimes I play in goal.
Okay.
And sometimes I play on a left wing.
Mm. Is that what? Is that attack or defence? I don't know.
Goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And attack. I play attack on the right wing, but left side player. But also, I play football sometimes over here. I've got a couple of pictures of me, my kit. Oh, God, I look bad.
What do you mean you look bad?
Because I look like I was yellow. They call me yellow. And what's that? I look like yellow. What's that show called with the kids? Poe, what's that? Teletubbies, a little Teletubby. So, but the yellow one.
Your friends said that. That is quite cruel.
Yes, yeah, but all friends, I look like Teletubbies, I was really bad. I would show the photos, you can laugh. I look really disgusting.
Taking a couple steps back, because it has happened so recently, and it's kind of made me get into football. It's taken about
19 years, but we're finally here. Where were you when you watched the Euro final?
I was at home because of the COVID-19. I just stayed at home because is it at home and celebrate at home? But I don't want to go to no pubs or clubs because you know, you think we're going to lose. Oh no, there'll be trouble.
Exactly. And that's so sad that we all knew that. And for my friends, we were making jokes about it, but it's actually a very scary reality that did actually happen. Yeah, I decided to watch it at home with my friend as well. And so you said that, like, you don't think that it will ever get better.
No, it won't get better at all. No, wait. No, it won't get better.
But I want to get
in my lifetime, no.
I want to get deeper into, like, why do you think that?
Because when you win, you're a champion.
Hmm.
When you lose, you're this, you're that. That was always happened. If you score a goal, you're brilliant. But if you score an goal or let a goal in, you're this, you're that. You're useless. And you get no calls.
But then, because it's not just, you know, black players that make mistakes. Obviously, everyone, we're all human. So when white players make mistakes, what are the epithets that are thrown at them?
Now, remember, if you've got ginger hair, all right, or you've got a spotty face, you still get cool names. So, or if you've got a big nose, or you've got a big head, you get cool names.
Mm.
And names always stick.
And interestingly, like, when you say it's like not going to get, it's not going to get any better, it will always be like this. What is your opinion on the role of social media within this? Because now everyone can have their opinion kind of publicized, and these players kind of have no respite from abuse because it's like coming at them 24/7. So yeah, what do you think the role of social media is in this? And do you think social media platforms have a responsibility to do something about it?
Yes, I think I do. Responsibility, but they only print when they want to print something, either good or bad, no between. So,
say that again.
The papers, I want to print what they want to print. You know what I mean? Only certain things they print good. 9 out of 10, it's mostly bad.
Mm.
Never good news. So, the papers, newspapers, a lot of newspapers tell lies anyway. A lot of newspapers tell lies. So,
and do you think a lot of newspapers are racist as well?
Oh yes, of course, of course.
And were you about to say that would never change as well?
That never change. Look at the Prime Minister. Look at the President in America. Look at the girl married Prince Harry. Oh, she must get, the names don't get taken. Mm. You think she can walk the streets? Mm. We're lucky we can walk the streets over here. We're lucky. But when you're famous, you can't. When you're famous, you can't walk the streets at all. As a black person, you can't walk. You need bodyguards. You know what I mean? You got to go in the car. Because everyone's going to take pictures of you.
Because
now everyone's got cameras now. So everywhere you walk, hello, how are you keeping, all right? And you got to be polite. You got someone to talk to you. Oh, you this or that, you're snob. Well, that's when names get called. What do I mean?
I don't know, because I find it really difficult to like be like these kind of platforms in a way, like the media, with like social media, print media, they have no accountability, and therefore we can't like actually tackle the problem. Because I think if we hold them to account, we can actually start to tackle and move like racism and move towards actually, you know, making it better. I just really can't wrap my head around just being like, you know what, we can't do anything. But do you think that's just because I'm like young and like I haven't kind of seen how this has been going on for so long.
It's gone for years. Years was going on this, because like, when my dad was young, it's called nose. You know what I mean? No blacks, no Irish, no dogs.
Mm.
And it's still certain places still do it now. Certain places to go to. Certain areas. So, but isn't it weird? The people call us names, still want to go West Indies for holiday. Still want to go holiday. People call us names. I still want to go West Indies and go holiday.
Mm.
So black countries for holiday. That's weird. They call us names. And when they still go to Jamaica. Still go to West Indies. Still go to certain parts of America. Miami, Florida. You know what I mean? New Orleans.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, what music do they dance to? What music do they dance to? Black people music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We got clubs. Black people music to listen to. But you made one mistake. Oh, you this, you that.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And you said a really interesting thing about no Irish, no blacks, no dogs. And that's something that kind of I wasn't really taught about in school. And more so if it was taught about it in, like, that happened in America. Like, that didn't happen here. So
no, it didn't happen here. No, no way.
But it didn't happen here.
No, but at school,
the sign saying no Irish, no blacks, no dogs, were they in the UK?
Yes.
So when you were growing up, you saw those signs?
No, before my time.
Okay.
I wasn't born. I was born, but I saw pictures of photographs and magazines. You know what I mean? It was harder than those.
Because I wasn't taught about that at all, but I read a book and apparently, like, this conservative minister, when he was running to get elected, his slogan was, if you want an insert N-word for a neighbour, vote Labour.
Yeah, that was Enoch Powell. Enoch Powell. He was really...
It? He said that.
Enoch Powell. Very bad man he was.
Yeah, no, the
very bad person, Enoch Powell. But like I said, I was too young to know how to speak, so... Mm. You know what I mean? It's clips on TV now. It's clips on TV. You know what I mean? So...
And with the Rivers of Blood speech, the whole thing was like the fear of having black people be in the positions that white people normally are, so like the positions of power. And I think that's such a weird fear to have, isn't it? Like kind of, you know, imagine like this is how the position that black people are in, you know, we kind of benefit from that. But imagine if the roles were reversed, like we wouldn't want that to happen. But as things stand with black people in this position, that's completely fine. Let's keep it that way. So they know that, you know, inequality is so bad, but it benefits them. So let's keep it going.
That's much of a black queen over here, a black king. Jesus, it'd be right.
Meghan was like the closest thing we probably ever get to that. But then, you know, in the past, apparently there were like black people in the royal family, but I don't know much about it. But yeah, exactly. I think Meghan is the most recent example, and she's probably like she's so white passing. Like one of my teachers didn't know that she was a mixed race. He thought that she was white. But even the whitest kind of black person, they just literally couldn't accept her into the family, which just speaks to the racism.
Yeah, because you remember, Queen's husband was German. And a lot of people was against him. Our prince Philip was German. You know what I mean, he was German and Greek. And then please, and then they say, England, I like English people only.
Mm.
England did like no Wales, no Scottish, no Irish. It's England for England.
What? It's crazy because the royal family is not even English.
They are. Yes, right. That's why you see a lot of black people. You ever see a lot of black people in wars?
Yeah.
You see people, have you? I've seen a lot of black people in the army.
I don't know, but well, definitely like in World War II, like people from the colonies came in and worked and helped. But
what are people called? With knives?
Sepoys.
Indians, what are they called?
Sepoys.
So we good, sorry?
Sepoys or Sikhs?
No, the Gurkhas.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's not in this fight. Let them find countries fight. I mean, but
going
not get very many black people join the army or the navy. Very few black people join police. Very rarely see the black police now.
But
it's not black. There's not black police, but not police, but like a what do you call it again? Like trained as a policeman.
Mm.
They're called, what are they called at the time when they're not police, but they're trying that support police. They support the police, sorry, support the police.
But are you surprised, like I said, that a lot of that black people don't go into the police force? Like, are you surprised?
That's like being an MP. Oh, that's imagine being an MP. You got to watch your house.
Yeah.
Being an MP, you got to watch your house, your car. I saw black people over here. Black people, MP, policemen. Because when MP or policeman, the black people, the policeman and MP will get it both ways.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Do you think that there seems to be quite a lot of, like, it's very dangerous for us to do much. Like, we've spoken about football, now onto like being a politician, and even basically anything where you kind of are more exposed and have a bit of a platform, how it just increases the danger to you.
Yes.
So, but how, we can't just live like this. Like, what do you think we can do to change this? Because it's not good at all.
A lot of black people, I'd say, a lot of black people would rather go back home, back to West Indies.
Mm.
I think if they have money, they go back. They go back to West Indies.
Mm.
But when you've got kids and family over here, it's hard to leave home, go back home. I don't think I can go back to West Indies or live in America or live in, because you know what I mean? Over America and Canada, all the places, if you're sick, you're dead. Over here, you've got National Health Service to help you.
Mm.
As I mean, because like I said, a lot of black people go back home and go back to West Indies for good, but still got to come back over here because there's no. Because the hospital's to look after them, sickness.
Mm.
I mean, it's hard for a black person.
And important to mention, right, that like that, you know, that the NHS wouldn't exist without black people. The amount of people that run it are literally black. So,
yeah. That's true, yes. That's true.
Right. I wanted to ask you, with like moving back to, say, Barbados, how is it being like second generation immigrant and the connection to Barbados? Because I know me being third generation immigrant, which feels like is a very weird term. I definitely wouldn't move back to Barbados or move to Barbados because it wouldn't even be back because I've never really lived properly. Because I feel like I wouldn't know anyone. I feel like I wouldn't just know how to navigate. I'd feel like a tourist. So how would you feel?
Same thing like you're a tourist. Because at first, they said to me, Englishman, they will say to you. Because in Barbados, right, or in West Indies, they're not polite. There's something a bit rude to you. And they know how you dress, how you're polite. They know you're from England. So I don't think I can live in Barbados. No way. Plus, transport is bad. Getting certain places is bad.
Mm.
But. Yep. I don't mind going there for a holiday.
Mm.
But then, even that's a, could be, even that's a pain. Mm. I mean, because they always want, not to help you. You know what I mean?
I think it's interesting how, like, the difference between Barbados and the UK, like, we've spoken a bit about the difference in public transport, how we have the welfare state here. And it's just, I don't know, I find it really interesting how the UK wouldn't be what it is without Barbados and, like, the other parts of this empire, and how we still see the repercussions of that, where Barbados and the UK, they're so different, and the UK is much better off because of it.
Now, Barbados, remember, years ago, they used to call Barbados Little Britain. Because when you go by, it's all English terms like Nelson Column,
yeah.
Vargas Square. This is called Little Britain.
But then, because of that, do you feel like they're... How would you define Bajan culture?
Really, I don't know. I don't know, because in my dad's day, he's had it hard, because he's nothing there. No, what's it called? No, tourist places. No, to go by some days. You know what I mean? You really go on holiday, you just go to people's houses. But now, there's so much flats, entertainment. You know what I mean? So, that's why a lot of film stars and actors buy their places there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Never a golf course there, never got a golf course. Everyone plays at golf in Bombay now. Racing track, for like horses. Even car racing track now, cars, drawn cars. Never have a question this before. But
so we've spoken about football, now we've kind of spoken about like Bajan culture a bit. Say there was like an imaginary, say this actually happened. You have Barbados in one corner, they're one team, and you have the England team on one side. Which team are you supporting? They're both equally good. Like,
it's going to be England.
Really?
England. Yeah, England. Because the only time I support West Indies is cricket. Always England. Always England all the time, England.
Imagine the both of the teams are like equally good. It's more about what country do you want to see win?
I like to see both teams win, but it can't go so. So it's gonna be England. It's gonna be England.
Why?
I was born in England.
Mm.
I know England my life.
Mm.
West Indies, or Barbados, I got a football team. You know what I mean? So, I've never seen Barbados play before. Never ever seen him play.
Mm.
It'd be nice. Because, mostly, all I know, really, in West Indies football is Jamaica and Trinidad. Because that's what's on TV. But Barbados football, never on TV. Because, Barbados, I never seen him like play in America or play cricket other football teams.
Mm.
Or Jamaica. Jamaica play England. Jamaica play Canada. Jamaica play America. Never Barbados. Never, ever Barbados play any football team.
Okay. But so keeping with the scenario, we're at this football match and you're supporting England, but how many English flags do you have? Because I know you have bare Bajan, like, merch, you have lots of flags and t-shirts. Do you have any England ones? Because
I'm
in Barbados, so okay, you'd be able to have the English flags.
Yeah,
and
but I guarantee you, right, you would know the English players before you know the Barbados players.
Yeah, of course, because it's just played. Yeah,
yeah.
And why do you think you have so much like stuff with the Bajan flag on it? If you said you feel more English.
That's a good point. You know, I don't know. Because remember, we got Barbados, right? You're not into football, but we got Barbados. You're into the holiday, enjoy yourself in Barbados. That's why Barbados now, football's not a national sport, my Barbados. You want to play basketball or hand tennis on the floor. You know what I mean? In cricket, Barbados ain't going to cricket players no more in Barbados. Because they want to play basketball.
Mm.
That's why Barbara's football team never had Barbara's message on papers or in the TV about Barbara's football team. Never.
And
there's a lot of English players, a lot of English people, three or four or five of them I know for England, got Barbara's parents. I know four or five got Barbara's parents. You know what I mean? So.
And because it also just happened, the Olympics, of course, I don't know. How well Barbados did, to be honest.
I don't know, nor do I.
But I do know that there was a Bajan like referee for like the judo, one of the judo matches. And I was like, oh yes. I was like, interesting. But So even, so say it was like a random Olympic sport and you have like Barbados and England, you're still going to support England?
Yes, because remember England could pick 1,000. In Barbados, they could pick 10.
Would you? Oh,
10 others.
But then...
Sorry.
Look at Jamaica, like he's got a much smaller population, but the runners are so amazing.
No, Jamaica's, Barbados is one of the smallest countries.
Yeah, I know, Barbados is really tiny, but as in Jamaica compared to America, for example, America has a big
yes.
population, but Jamaica, like their runners are so good.
But some Jamaica runners live in Canada, in America. You see? A lot of Jamaicans runners live in Canada or America.
Oh.
So...
But the training.
That's why we get proper more. You can see them more in America and Canada, you see? But in Barbados, that's it. Of course, in Barbados, you only got one channel in Barbados, one channel in Barbados. And they're trying to cut everything in Barbados. You don't get, very rarely get sports in Barbados channel. You need like internet or Sky or cable. And in Barbados, a lot of people can't afford it.
Hmm.
So, hmm.
And also, I think I find, speaking of TV in Barbados, like, is it Days of Our Lives and how that is still playing? Why is that the case that it's still playing?
I got Barbados TV at home, and the program's about 15, 20 years old. 15 years old, 20 years old. That's not good for black people in Barbados to learn. That's where you've got cable internet.
Hmm.
So. And I feel sorry for the old people there, because in Barbados, I feel sorry for Barbados, for black people in Barbados, so it's the old people, and old generation, because there's no internet for them. No internet, a lot of people don't know how to do internet, or cable, or Wi-Fi. So they've got to go very hard.
Well, I think that is all the questions.
Thanks for listening. The Black Then, Black Now podcast would not be possible without the support of Do It Now Now, who have created the Voltage Revolution to give young Black London creatives opportunities and tools to give them a foot in the door. Make sure you keep updated on Black Then Black Now by following our socials at WeVoltage on Twitter and Instagram, where we'll be posting information about the team that has put this all together and exclusive behind the scenes footage.